The Brijbasis reveal the true identity of Lord Gauranga. The Brijbasis reveal the true identity of Lord Gauranga. This is from Madhya Lila, chapter 18, verse 91 through 128. It follows the Rajput story. The Brijbasis uncover the real identity of Lord Gauranga. Verse 91, Madhya Lila 18. Vrindavane puna Krishna prakata haila yahantahan loka sabha kaite lagila. Everywhere the Lord went, all the people said, Krishna has again manifested at Vrindavan. Krishna prakat. Egdin akrurete loka pratakale Vrindavana haite aise kari kolahale. One morning, many people came to Akrura Tirtha, where Mahaprabhu was staying. As they came from Vrindavan, they made a tumultuous sound. Kulahale. Kulahale means tumult. Prabhu deki karile loka charanan vandan. Prabhu kahe kahan haite karila agaman. Seeing Mahaprabhu, all the people offered respects at his lotus feet. The Lord asked him, Kahan karila agaman? Where are you all coming from? Loke kahai Krishna prakat kaliya dahera jale kaliya shire nityakari fana ratna jale. The people said, Mahaprabhu, Krishna has again manifested in Vrindavan himself in the waters of the Kaliya lake. He's dancing every night on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya. And the jewels on the hoods of that serpent are blazing, shining brightly. That's a very amazing thing. 500 years ago, Krishna has again returned to Vrindavan, dancing in Yamuna and the Kaliya. So they wanted to report this to Mahaprabhu. Sakshat tekila loka nahika samshai shunihasi kai prabhu savasatyahai. So the people told, everyone has seen Lord Krishna himself. There's no doubt about this. Hearing this from the Brijbasis, Mahaprabhu began to laugh. Then he said, yes, yes. Everything is correct. Sab satyahai. What you're saying is yes, yes. It's quite true. It's quite true that, because they all came in front of Mahaprabhu and said, everyone has seen Krishna himself. They're looking at Lord Chaitanya. They're saying, everyone has seen Krishna himself. And who is Lord Chaitanya? He's Krishna. He's saying, yes, yes, you're correct. But they haven't seen him in the Jamuna, dancing in Kali. They're seeing him right here in Akrura Tirtha, which they came to understand. That's why it says the Brijbasis uncover the real identity of Lord Gauranga, or discover. E matatina ratri lokara gaman sabayasi kahe Krishna pailun dharashan. For three successive nights, the people went to the Yamuna at Kaliya Daha to see Krishna, and everyone returned saying, ah, now we have seen Krishna himself. They were convinced there was na shamshai, there was no doubt about it. It was facts, it was ekdam clear, bilkul. It was Krishna himself. And we saw it. You saw. I saw. Prabhu agi kahe loka Sri Krishna dekila Saraswati evakye satya kahaila. Everyone came before Mahaprabhu and said, now we have directly seen Lord Krishna. Now we have directly seen Lord Krishna. Thus, by the mercy of the goddess of learning, they were made to speak the truth. Saraswati Vakye, Satya Kaila. So it was quite correct. Mahaprabhu Deki Satya Krishna Darashan, Nija Agyane Satya Shari, Asatya Satya Brahm. When the people saw Mahaprabhu, they actually saw Krishna. But because they were following their own imperfect knowledge, again, Satya, they accepted the wrong thing as Krishna. Well, that's Asatya Satya Brahm. Brahm, their awareness of the Satyam, of the truth, was covered by Brahm, illusion. So they thought what they thought was what was untrue, they thought was true. Bhattacharya tabe kahe prabhura charan agya deha jayakari krishna darshan. At that time, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, now this is a Brahmin, he's serving, he's been delegated by the devotees in Navadvipa to assist Lord Chaitanya as his servant to cook for him, because Lord Chaitanya can only eat from a Brahmin, to cook for him and to travel with him. So Balabhadra was accompanying the Lord, his brahmachari servant. Maybe he's grihastha, I don't know. But anyway, his servant. As sannyasis, they often travel with some cook or servant or whatever. So that time, Balabhadracharya, he had a request at the lotus feet of the Lord. He says, please, Mahaprabhu, please give me permission to go see Lord Krishna directly. Prabhupada's purport. The puzzled people who visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were actually seeing Lord Krishna. But they were mistaken in thinking that Lord Krishna had come to Kaliya Lake. They all said that they had seen Krishna directly, Sakshat, Dekila, performing his pastimes on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya at Kaliya Daha in the Jamuna. And the jewels on Kaliya's head, they all saw the jewels, the rubies embedded in the head of that vast serpent were shining and glistening. And they all saw it. They swore to it. It's the truth. No doubt about it. I saw it with my own eyes. Right? Seeing is believing. Remember that. Whatever you see, it's true. They saw Krishna. No doubt about it. No mistaking. And they saw the jewels on Kaliya's head. It was all going on. Because they were speculating with their imperfect knowledge, they saw Mahaprabhu as an ordinary human being, and the light on a boatman's boat in the lake, they saw that as Krishna. One must see things as they are through the mercy of the spiritual master. Otherwise, if one tries to see directly Krishna, he may mistake an ordinary man for Krishna, or Krishna for an ordinary man. Everyone has to see Krishna according to the verdict of the Vedic literatures presented by the self-realized spiritual master. This purport especially applies, and this Leela applies to India, because every other month there's some new avatar appearing in India who's claiming to be God. Or there was one guy who saw some posters. He said he was incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. And there was Satya Sai Baba says he's everybody or something. He's Allah, he's Krishna, he's Ram, he's everybody. Universal Lord. Dial Bhagavan. Whatever Bhagavan you want to see, you can see in Satya Sai. But this is not described anywhere that the Lord would appear in Kali Yuga with an afro hairdo. It's not described in the Shastras that Bhagavan will appear in Kali Yuga in South India and have an afro hairdo and you know make a bunch of ashes and stuff and stand on a stage and make ashes. I mean, you know, or maybe a gold drop of gold or something. So somehow people are gullible and they like miracles, and magic and miracles always mystifies the ignorant. It's a good way to get a lot of following. A sincere person is able to see Krishna through the transparent medium, via medium of Sri Gurudev, the spiritual master. Unless one is enlightened, by the knowledge given by the spiritual master, he cannot see things as they are, even though he remains constantly with the spiritual master. So Balabhadracharya, he's with God, he's with the supreme spiritual master, Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And yet he's bewildered, because he was just seeing through his senses. Even though he's with Lord Chaitanya, he wasn't seeing this incident and measuring and considering this incident that came before his ears on the basis of Shastra. The Vrijvasis were coming before Lord Chaitanya and they were saying, "We are Sakshat Krishna Prakat Dekila." We are seeing Krishna directly. And he was listening. He was a servant, so he was sitting there. Wow, they saw Krishna directly. I want to see too. I want to go. Daddy, let me go. So then he said, "Mahabhu, let me go leave your service and I want to go see Krishna." So he's so foolish, he didn't measure what he had perceived with on the basis of Shastric knowledge. It's called Shastra Chakshush. This is the real way to see, that Chakshu, Aksha, Aksh means eye, seeing through the eye of Shastra. Generally it's told that the proper disciple, he has Guru Chakshu and Shastra Chakshu. He has two eyes. One is the eye of Guru, given by Guru, and the other is the eye of Shastra. So he sees reality through the teachings of the Guru, Guru Chakshu, and he sees reality through the teachings of the Shastra. These are the two eyes of the disciple, Guru Chakshu and Shastra Chakshu. And everyone knows that prayer we say to glorify Sri Guru. Om Gyana Timurandasya Ginanjala Shalakaya Chakshur Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Guru Chakshu. We all have two eyes, but our eyes are imperfect. They're subject to Brahm and Karanapatava, illusion and cheating, and Pramat talks of madness and mistake, Brahm, Pramad. So this is a case here. He's living with Balabhadra Bhattacharya. He's a Brahmin by birth. He should have some more discrimination and higher knowledge. He's living with the Lord, but apparently he hasn't heard properly from the Lord. And he's immediately responding from this mental platform. He's hearing something. Oh, the Vrijvasis are saying Krishna is dancing on Kaliya. Oh, I have to go. He's not thinking, he's not discriminating. Wait a minute, what is this? How is it? Shastras are not saying Krishna comes in Kali Yuga and Vrindavan. What is this? This doesn't make sense. Whatever I'm hearing, whatever we hear, whatever we see, we should run it through the filter, through the screen of Shastra. The filter, like you have a filter to purify water. And the filter, the RO filter, reverse osmosis, it removes the different particles, sand particles. There's a sand filter and a charcoal filter and a particle filter. Then there's a membrane. So it's removing bacteria, it's removing bad odors and fragrances. And the final product is clean water. So we get so much information jammed in our ears, IT, information technology, right? So much information comes in our ears and our eyes. And if we immediately think, oh yes, this is the truth, the absolute truth, nothing but the truth, we should run it through the filter. First the pre-filter, then the charcoal filter, then the particle filter, then the fine particle filter, then the membrane, and send it backwards through the reverse osmosis. And then collect it through there, drip by drip. Then you get the essence, the real Vedasar, the essence of knowledge, Satyasar. Satyasar means the essence of truth. So when we hear something, or we read something, or we hear someone speak something, or we see something, we should filter it, and we should run it through our RO filter and see if it's actually correct according to Shastra. Tabe tanre kahe prabhu Chapada Maria Morkera Vakye Morka Haila Pandit Hana. Because Balabhadracharya is supposed to be a pundit. When Balabhadra Bhattacharya asked Mahaprabhu to see Krishna at Kaliyadaha, Mahaprabhu mercifully slapped him. Chapad Madhya. He gave him a merciful slap in the face, saying, "You are a learned scholar, pandit, but you have become a murkha." Murkha means fool. Being influenced by the statements of other fools. So, this often happens. We need to get a slap once in a while. Guru has to give us a slap, or we get influenced by fools and start to act foolishly. Want to run the wrong direction or do anything crazy. Krishna kene darashana dibe kali kale nija brahme murka loka kare kolahale. Why would Krishna appear in the age of Kali? Foolish people who are mistaken are simply causing agitation and making a tumult. So now Lord Chaitanya, not only because sometimes a little physical chastisement will make the instructions that you give in the ears go a little deeper. First you have to wake up the patient, and then you give the medicine. If the patient's sleeping, you have to wake them up and then say open up, and then they put the medicine inside and they swallow it. It's very hard for someone to swallow medicine if they're sleeping. They may choke. So in this case, the student, Balavajra Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya first gave him a slap to slap the foolishness out of him, to get that out. He gave him a slap. Then he said, "Listen, this is the fact." First he woke up. "Hey, wake up. Now listen, this is the fact. Are you listening? Why would Krishna appear in the age of Kali? Foolish people are mistaken, simply cause agitation, making a tumult. But Batula Nahayo Gare Rahatavasya Krishna Darashana Kariha Kali Ratre Jana. Do not become mad, Balabhadra. Simply sit down, and tomorrow night you will go see Krishna. Pratakale Bhavyaloka Prabhustane Aila Krishna Deki Aila Prabhutanhari Puchila. The next morning, some respectable gentlemen came to see Mahaprabhu, and the Lord asked them, "Have you seen Krishna?" Some bhavya loka, bhavya. Some bhavya loka, respectable gentlemen, Prabhustani, they came to the place of Mahaprabhu. Loka kahe ratre kai vartya naukate chariya kaliya dahe Matsya Mare Deuti Jwaliya. The respectable gentleman replied to Mahaprabhu, "Actually, the situation is like this. At night, in the Kaliya Lake in the Jamuna, there is one fisherman, Muchli Wala, who lights a torch in his boat and he catches many fish." So he has one torch, one cloth, he dips in some oil, then he lights it and puts in a glass box and it gives a light. And the fish see that light and then they are attracted to the light. They think it's sunrise and there must be some bugs on the surface. So then they come over to the boat looking for breakfast. And then he catches them with his net. Dur haite taha deki lokera haya brahm kaliyara sharire krishna kari Che Nartan. From a distance, people mistakenly think that they are seeing Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kaliya serpent. No kate Kaliya gyan, dipe ratna gyane, jale jare mudha loka Krishna kari man. These fools accept, they think that the boat, the black wooden boat that goes like this and it goes up on the ends, they think that black wooden boat is the serpent Kaliya. Right? Sharp. And they think the lantern on one end of the boat, there's a lantern sparkling in the dark and giving off this brilliant light. They think that lantern is the torchlight, I mean the jewels on the hoods of the snake. And they think the fisherman is Krishna. Because the fishermen, when they fish, they go, they have the net in the front of the, they go to the front of the boat and then they throw the net in and they run back to the back. So he's going back and forth. Then one end of the boat goes like this, and the other end goes like this. So he sees, oh, he's here. Oh, Krishna's dancing on the hood of the serpent. Then he goes over here. He's just going from one end of the boat to the other. Because they're looking. Oh, look. Oh, he's up. Because they see he's up high. Oh, now he's down. Oh, he got wrapped in the clutches of Kali. Oh, now he's come up on the hood. Oh, see the sparkling light. Oh, this is an amazing sight. They say that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. And we're so fortunate somehow, by the mercy of somehow or other, we've gotten Sakshat Darshan. We must all be siddhas. We're seeing Krishna dancing on Kaliya. But some sensible gentlemen, they pointed out the actual fact. These morkas, these fools. They're just some stupid fishermen from Mathura coming up here to poach some fish from the Yamuna. Then they people say, these sensible Brijbasis say, Vrindavane Krishna Aila Se Satyahai Krishnere Dekila Loka Iha Mitya Nai. Actually, Lord Krishna has returned to Vrindavan. That is the truth. And it is also true that people have seen him. Kintu Kahon Krishna Deki Kahon Brahmaman Stanu Purushe Jaiche Viparita Gyan. But where they are seeing Krishna is their mistake. It is like considering a dry tree to be a person. Interesting analogy. See some dead tree standing somewhere with branches like this in the dark. Oh, there's somebody standing there. There's some tree without leaves and dried out tree. Prabhukai Kahan Paila Krishna Darshan Lokakai Sanyasi Tumi Jangama Narayan. Mahaprabhu said, Where have you seen Krishna directly? If you haven't seen him in the Jamuna, where have you seen Krishna directly? The people replied, you are a sannyasi, a renunciate. Therefore you are a Jangama Narayan. Jangama. Jangama means moving Narayan. So they figured out the identity of Lord Chaitanya. The smart Brijvasis. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So these Brijvasis, they weren't fooled. They weren't murkas. Purport. According to Mayavad philosophy, when one becomes a sannyasi, he's considered to be a moving Narayan, Jangama Narayan. Mayavad philosophy holds that the real Narayan does not move because he's being impersonal, he has no legs. Thus, according to Mayavad philosophy, whoever becomes a sannyasi declares himself Narayan. Foolish people accept such ordinary human beings as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Vivartavad, philosophy of change. Jangama Narayan, which is a phrase, means that the impersonal Brahman takes a shape and moves here and there in the form of a Mayavadi sannyasi. The Mayavadi philosophy confirms this. Danda Grahana Matrena Naro Narayana Bhavet. Simply by accepting the danda of the order of sannyas, one is immediately transformed into Narayan. Therefore, Mayavadi sannyasis address each other, saying, Om Namo Narayan. In this way, one Narayan worships another Narayan. I remember in 1987, we went to Badrinath on the yatra for a second time, this time by ourselves. And we had our danda. We were carrying danda then. And we were at Paramartic Lodge, one Dharmashala there. And every day I was going for Badri Vishal's darshan. And when you have to cross the Alakananda Ganga, small bridge there to walk over, and up a little bit, and the temple's there. And on that line, that little lane going to the, there's all these sannyasis are there begging. So I would walk with my danda, and they would all see me, and they'd say, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. I thought it was so funny. And I just say Jai Radhe. Yeah, we're looking Jai Radhe. I remember sometimes they repeat what you say. Jai Radhe. Yeah, you know, kya bolte. You know, like kya bolte. What are you saying? And sometimes I say Namo Narayan just to keep him happy, you know. I come, I done this thing. Namo Narayan. I say, Namo Narayan. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. You know, like make a joke. It was every day, so I got kind of bored every day. Say Jai Radhe, you know. So I remember that once it's a similar thing, that because generally in the Vedic etiquette, if someone says a greeting to you, then you return with the same greeting. This is the etiquette. Like when Prabhupada was in America, or he's walking somewhere in the park, and the etiquette when you greet someone, maybe a stranger, you might say, "Good morning, sir." Good morning. That's like this. And just not, you don't know the person, just say good morning, a friendly gesture to gentlemen passing in the park. And Prabhupada was on his morning walk, and someone saw Prabhupada and he said, "Good morning, sir." Prabhupada said, "Good morning." He didn't say, "Hare Krishna." You know, like we're such big preachers. We're so self-realized Siddha Mahatmas that we feel that we want to tell everybody to chant Krishna's name, and we don't want to speak any. We don't want to speak any Maya, because every word that comes out of from our mouth must be pure Hari Katha at every moment, which is a big joke. But especially, I've seen in these moments like this, that I've been walking with people, and someone says good morning, and they say Hare Krishna. You know, like you're supposed to say Hare Krishna, and the guy gets like offended. Why is he speaking so harshly? All he said was good morning. He said Hare Krishna, like. Don't speak Maya. You have to always speak about Krishna. And the same guy, and an hour later in Prasadam Hall, he's speaking for 3 hours about a cricket match or something. And the same devotee is so much Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada was an expert judge of time, place, and circumstance. So he knew how to encourage people, make people feel happy, and like this. So he said, good morning, Prabhupada. Say good morning. So if you're walking, someone says, Jai Sri Krishna. They say, Jai Sri Krishna. I say, Radhe, Radhe. So I saw one Shaivite in Vrindavan. I told this story before. He's all decked out, Rudraksha beads and the whole getup. And he was walking down the street, and I thought I would be friendly with him and say, you know, Jai Mahadev or something like this. Because, you know, we also worship Gopeshwar Mahadev, Shiva. He was on the other side of the street. He was like sannyasi type, Bairagi. I said, Shankar Bhagavan ki. I like this. I said, Jai, Jai Mahadev. He looked at me and said, Jai Shri Radhe. He looked back at me and said, full enthusiasm, Jai Shri Radhe. I said, oh yeah, Aksha, Jai Shri Radhe. So I kind of blew thought I was being so smart, but. So, because I called the first lead, but then I thought I would be friendly and speak on his terms. And we go to, for example, we go to Nathdwara, and it's a very famous place, and Srinathji is there, and all the Gujarati people go there, devotees. And their mantra is Jai Sri Krishna. That's what they say, Jai Sri Krishna. So, when in Rome, do as the Romans, that's what they say. So when I was here, people say Jai Sri Krishna. I say Jai Sri Krishna. And it's so nice. They like. Well, if I was going around, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. It's like, what is this? They don't like Jai Radhe. They like Jai Sri Krishna. We like everyone. We can accommodate Shiva. We can accommodate. Because they all fit. In our tattva, we fit. Everything fits perfectly. We worship everyone according to their position of hierarchy. So this is the Narayan thing. Vrindavana haila tumi Krishna avatar tomadeki sarvaloka haiya inistar. The people said, you have appeared in Vrindavan as an incarnation of Krishna. Just by seeing you, everyone is now liberated. Prabhukai, Vishnu, Vishnu! Iha na kahiba jiva dhame Krishna gyan kabo na kahiba. When they said this, that you are Krishna avatar, rather than puffing out his chest and, yes, yes, you're quite right. I'm glad you recognize who I really am. Yes, I'm Avatar. I'm the golden Avatar. The Kali Yuga. You should realize this. Where's my dakshin? Where's my puja? And give me 49 Rolls Royces also to go with this. So he immediately, when someone was alluding to the point that they're seeing him as Krishna avatar, he put his hands in his ears and started chanting, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Because this is a principle of Vedic culture. Something if you see something inauspicious or you hear something inauspicious, then you call out your Ishtadev, like Shiva, Shiva, Shiva. Or Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Like, so just like we face some obstacle or some inauspicious thing or dangerous or fearful thing, then what we don't say, Mommy, Mommy. You know, when we're little, when you're a little kid, you say, Mommy, Mommy. And you chant the Mommy mantra. Mama, Mama. Mama, Mama mantra. But we chant the Maha mantra. So we chant, oh, Krishna, Krishna, Govinda, Govinda, Hare Krishna, Radhe, Radhe. Just like in Vrindavan, I was told early on when I lived in Vrindavan by some Rishvasis, he said, you know, you go on Prikama sometimes, these monkeys can get a little wild. They gather around you and pull your sari, your dhoti, and they get too much friendly. And then you feel maybe a little scared. And so if you face this situation, immediately he said you should start chanting, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Have you heard this? You should say, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And of course, you'll be saying it with so much, your voice will be trembling and your hair will be standing on end because you're afraid. The monkeys are going to bite you. It's not exactly ecstatic. Radhe, 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 Radhe. I see so many people do it, Rishvasis and myself also. And it seems to work. And I ask, what is the logic behind that? Because we always want the logical explanation, being Occidental people from the Occident, they like the rationale and logic of everything. Oriental people have faith, and that's enough. That's all they need. They have faith, and they just accept. But Occidental or Western people, faith, they don't have much faith, but they think they have a lot of brains. So they try to figure out everything with their brains. How, when, why, where, who, how? You know, get my yardstick, get my scale, measure, weigh it. You know, how many logarithms? How many millimeters? How many kilos? But Eastern people say, oh, it's Vedic? Okay, I accept it. Oh, my grandfather said, okay, it's true. It's like this. They have an inborn faith, which is good. If it's also combined with intelligence, it takes one a long way. So in Vrindavan, when something inauspicious happens or danger, then we say, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Because she's the queen, Vrindavaneshwari. She's the queen of Vrindavan. So all the animals, all the creatures, everything, ultimately they're controlled by her. She's Vrindavaneshwari. Ishwari means controller. Controller, Lord. The female aspect of Lord. The mistress, the master and mistress. Swami and Swamini. Ishvara and Ishwari. Kishore and Kishori. Vrindavan Chandra and Vrindavaneshwari. So, Lord Chaitanya chanted Vishnu, Vishnu, because he's a Brahmin, a Vaishnava Brahmin, Mishra. And they worship the deity of Vishnu from their childhood. So this would be his response. Do not call me the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jiva Adame Krishna Gyan Kavuna Karibe. A Jiva cannot become Krishna at any time. Jiva Adama. A Jiva is a fallen conditioned soul, Jiva Adam, Adame. He cannot become Krishna any time. Do not even say such a thing. So we'll continue with this tomorrow. The central point of Krishna consciousness is that the Jiva, the living entity, can never be accepted as Krishna or Vishnu. This viewpoint is elaborated in the following verses. So here, Lord Chaitanya is using this lila of Kaliya and Vrindavan, and then the people, foolish people, thinking that they're accepting the fisherman as Krishna and the boat as the Kaliya and the torch on his boat as the jewels and gems on Kaliya's hoods. And then the intelligent, wise people of Vrindavan, the wise Brijvasis, they're understanding that who the real Krishna is that has appeared. They're revealing the true identity of Lord Gauranga. But in their enthusiasm, they're simply calling him God. And so Lord Chaitanya wants to set it straight, who can be God and who cannot be God. So it's a very valuable preaching that we'll hear tomorrow.